Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of the Mark White Show. Tiffin Motor Homes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motor Homes are made to move you. See your local dealer today. If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberry.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309. Or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the brand new Island Life exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of the Mark White Show. Tiffin Motor Homes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motor Homes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Our new campus opens spring 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to the Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you, can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to The Mark White Show, folks. I'm your host, Mark White. Glad to have you here this morning. First and foremost, I want to wish mothers a happy Mother's Day. John Dersham was actually chosen and selected to do a 200-year bicentennial book, which is pictures of our great state of Alabama.
Right now, I'm with my friend John Dersham. He's with DeKalb Tourism, which is part of Lookout Mountain, Alabama. Welcome to the Mark White Show, John.
Mark, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here again.
Always glad to have you. You have some exciting news. You came on before. I think we even talked about the potential of this book and when it was coming out. And now here we are, and you have the book in front of you.
The book is actually now available. They were shipped in actually last week. So they're in distribution now to bookstores and to warehouses all around the country and the world, hopefully. And we're real excited about this because this is an official bicentennial book of Alabama. And what's exciting is not only is Alabama 200 years old, also in this book you'll see the Space and Rocket Center, which celebrates Apollo 11th 11 moon landing, which is 50 years old this summer. So we have a lot of exciting things to show about Alabama in this book. The premise of the book is that I got together with tourism, several entities in tourism, and in economic development. And both agreed that people from out of state, especially in the Northeast and the far West, and international customers potentially that would like to come to Alabama to build a factory or to start a business, they have a misperception of Alabama and a misperception of what Alabama actually looks like. So the idea of this book is to produce a product that shows what Alabama looks like geographically, physiologically, flora, fauna, time zones, weather zones, geology, the river system. And the text in the book tells the viewer why Alabama looks the way it does. For example, we've got five different climate zones in Alabama, from north to south, which means that we have flora and fauna that varies throughout the state. Alabama is the fourth most biodiverse state in the United States, and the only one east of the Mississippi River.
Wow.
So we have things to show and tell that are just gorgeous in Alabama, from the mountains and the lakes in the north to the plains and the wiregrass, the Black Belt, the coast, all the way down to Dauphin Island. So the book covers Dauphin Island. It covers all the way to the Tennessee, Mississippi, and Georgia borders. And it's a one-piece. It's a consumer keepsake for their coffee table, so it's a coffee table book. It's a keepsake to celebrate Alabama's bicentennial. The idea was 200 pictures for 200 years, but we had more than that we liked, so we stuck in an extra 18, so there's about 218. And it was culled down from 50,000 images I took for this book specifically. So most of the images are in the last 3 years. We came to an agreement about 3 years ago to do this with New South Books out of Montgomery. New South is one of two worldwide publishers in Alabama. The other one is University of Alabama Press at University of Alabama. The book will be used both by tourism and economic development to do what we just said, and that is to show what Alabama really looks like to those that have never visited. We have people coming, with me being in tourism, I work out of a welcome center. We have people coming in daily that are in the February and March, they're snowbirds. They're coming up from Florida or the coast, and they come back up through Alabama, and they're surprised that we have mountains. They think they're in Tennessee when they get north to us. They say, "Well, you're Lookout Mountain. You're in Tennessee, right?" No, we're in Alabama. Most of Lookout Mountain is Alabama. So the same thing as people traveling north going through Alabama. If they're not specifically destined for our beaches, they're sometimes surprised that we actually have beaches in Alabama. So Alabama is sort of a misunderstood state visually and culturally. So the idea of this book is to have something that shows really what Alabama is all about. And Bo Jackson, legendary athlete Bo Jackson, was nice enough to write the introduction for this book. And that's based on the fact that he does a Bo Bikes Alabama, which is an annual fundraiser. And what he wrote is a perspective of him seeing the scenic beauty of Alabama from a bicycle seat. So it's very nice. And it's been an exciting project. It's gotten a lot of preliminary interest in it, and we think it's going to be both a good keepsake for the consumer and something that can be used for business as well. We hope every hospital and doctor's office and waiting room will have one of these books sitting in it. All of Alabama's libraries will get one of these books. So in keeping with the bicentennial theme, you have something that's permanent that will be added to the library system of Alabama.
Well, John, I knew you were a great photographer already. That's one of the things I didn't know. What led you to be the one who gets to do this project, and how did it originate?
Right. Very good question. I started doing photography when I entered the tourism industry 11 years ago because I had a 30-year career with Eastman Kodak, and I did a lot of photography for them. I was in sales and marketing, and I was a regional manager for the Southeast last, but just because I had a photo background, I did a lot of work for advertising, and a lot of my photography was hanging on walls of Kodak buildings. And when I moved to tourism, people soon learned that I always had a camera with me, and I was deep into photography. So Tammy Reese, president and CEO of Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association, that handles the northern 16 counties of Alabama, she asked me to do several photo projects for her, which led to more photo projects, which led to statewide photo projects, which led to projects for Southeast Tourism Society, which is a tourism organization for the Southeast 12 states. And all of a sudden, my photographs were being used in travel guides and brochures throughout the entire region. The thought was that, well, maybe this should come in book form and cover the entire state, because along the way of doing these brochures, people said, well, maybe we need to have something that really emphasizes not just a region of the state or a part of the state, but the entire state. So Lee Sentell, the director of tourism for the state, was very supportive of this project. And Nisa Miranda with the Center of Economic Development out of Tuscaloosa, and Tammy Reese, and Jay Lamar, who is director of the Bicentennial Commission, became very interested in this, and they supported this project throughout. And New South, as a publisher, has been absolutely fantastic. I mean, they're a pleasure to work with. They're dynamic. They're really out promoting this book. They've got an aggressive distribution system. So we think these books will get around real well, and I think it's going to be popular. And you need to have a look at it.
We've seen the ads where the guy's driving around the state on the commercials for the state of Alabama.
Yes, that's right.
And he gets to see a lot of Alabama. So obviously you got to see a lot of Alabama yourself. What were some of the things that you saw that you didn't realize you were going to see?
Okay, a lot of my photography is done simply by driving around, and I call them found subjects. So as I'm driving around, I'll actually see something. And a lot of it depends on the lighting. So what time of day you're there is important. I usually start out, when I'm specifically on a photography trip, I'll start out pre-dawn and try to get to a destination that I want to photograph as the sun's coming up. So a lot of the pictures in the book are sunrises and sunset. Now, a lot of people say, wouldn't it be easier to do sunset than sunrise? And I say, no. And here's the reason. Number one, I'm a morning person. Number two, with sunrise, you get the added ingredients that enhance a photograph of fog, wet grass, frost, wet roads. You know, you get atmospheric conditions that don't exist at sunset.
I think we've talked about this before. Maybe out on the...
Probably so. Morning,
on the scene.
Morning is my favorite time. So I'll shoot early morning light when the sun is at an angle and it's shining into the scene. And I sort of pick the subjects based on the light quality. And in my process of doing this, I visited all 67 counties in Alabama. Now, not every county is individually represented. The way the book's laid out is done by season. So winter, spring, summer, fall. And it includes many counties, but especially focuses on the regions of Alabama. So you'll have some wiregrass, some black belt, coastal. So, and you'll see that, in fact, when I first showed the advance copy, which that one was, to one of my friends, he said, wow, there's a lot of orange in this book. Well, there is a lot of orange because of the sunrise, sunset. So a lot of them actually include that.
I don't mind announcing who the Bicentennial sponsors were, and that's Alabama Bicentennial Commission, Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association, NorthAlabama.org, Alabama Tourism Partners, partnership, Auburn Opelika Tourism Bureau, DeKalb Tourism, Lookout Mountain, Alabama, which you're part of, Huntsville-Madison County Convention and Visitors Bureau, and the University of Alabama Center for Economic Development. We appreciate all of those sponsors who made this happen, because otherwise the book doesn't exist.
No, and they have been, what the sponsorship really helped do, it enabled the overall retail price of the book to go down because they were able to print a large enough quantity. It's very expensive to print a coffee table photography book. Just these are archival pages, so these pages are not supposed to ever turn yellow. It's a cloth-bound book. So the idea is to have a permanent keepsake, and the sponsorships greatly helped this whole process. Plus, these sponsors are so engaged in having this product done that I'm just very blessed that they got behind this project the way they did.
As you go through, you see the various places. As you say, the regions.
It was hard. We had four or five groups of five people that went through these images, including my family members, where we first culled it down, you know, to a couple thousand from 50,000, then down to 500, then down to 300, and then finally, the publisher was extremely good because they've published a whole lot of books over the years, and they know what the content needs were. So where I said, oh, please use this photo, it's one of the best pictures I've ever taken, they said, we love that photograph, but there needs to be something, this other one needs to be in the book instead. And it has to do with making the book a well-balanced publication that delivers the message we're trying to, what the entire state looks like.
And we are talking to John Dersham. He is with DeKalb Tourism at Lookout Mountain, Alabama.
That's right.
We're going to come right back with John here in just a minute. We're going to talk about some of this balance and some of the pictures and what it took to make this happen. So I hope you'll stick with me. I'm talking to John Dersham. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call, and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
For all your
job area
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
job area.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberry. Let's go, Daddy.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232 8210.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70 just a block west of 385.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
We are back. We're here with John Dersham, great friend of mine, been friends a long time, went to marketing college together, as he mentioned, the Southeastern Tourism Society, and he's with DeKalb Tourism, which they brand under Lookout Mountain, Alabama. He has brought this beautiful book, part of the 200 years of Alabama, and there's been a lot of work across the state in tourism, not just this book, but there's a lot of people out there getting ready for the 200 year anniversary and activities happening, and this is part of that.
Right, and I'm delighted to be on their author speaker tour. There's multiple books available that have the Bicentennial logo on them, and there's a speaker tour for people to go around to libraries in different locations to talk about their particular book.
Where can people find out where you're going to be?
On my Facebook page, John Dersham, also on New South Books. And they will put on their Facebook page, they put location.
And as we talked about before, you had to choose, you were trying to choose 200, but it still came out
right.
More than 200.
And I had lots of help doing it because for different reasons, different pictures were included. And so the book starts out with what's called the end papers, which is it's not a glossy paper. It's a harder, stiffer paper. The book itself is all glossy, archival paper. But it starts out with pre-sunrise at the new Gulf State Park and Gulf Shores, and it ends with sunset at Gulf Shores.
That's great.
So you're just non-agricultural business, so in tourism is very important to DeKalb County, but it's really important to the entire state. Alabama is as a matter of fact, Alabama is the 14th largest tourism economy out of 51 states. Now, I say 51, like I can't count, but the District of Columbia is its own economy.
Right.
So out of 51, we're number 14. That's pretty big for a state that some people barely know exists.
That's terrific, and we want them to find Alabama.
We do.
And we want them to come down and visit us. Of course, the Mark White Show, I try to recognize all over the place. You know, if people need help, I try to help them. But this is an Alabama-based show, and I love my state.
Right.
And I was part of tourism also. And I wanted to also mention before we close out, you received the Alabama Travel Council Award of Excellence at the 2018 Alabama Governor's Conference on Tourism. John, tell me how that made you feel.
Well, it made me feel great, but it was a total surprise. Because I was also, over the last several years, I've also, at the same time as attending the Governor's Conference, I've been the photographer for the event. So I'm standing there with my camera in hand photographing other awards that were given out. And all of a sudden, I heard this introduction, and it was starting to sound like it was me. And so I'm standing with my camera, just shocked, and I got this award, got my camera in hand with this great big bellowing flash on it with a soft focus thing on it, and the governor's there. Kay Ivey's there with Lee Sintel, the state director, and I walk up and I handed Lee the camera. So he's holding the camera while Kay Ivey, Governor Ivey, gives me the award. But it was a total surprise because
wow.
I wasn't expecting it. A great honor.
Yes. Yeah. Well, your history all the way back to 1960, when you talk about taking pictures with your father's 1930 Brownie camera.
That's right. That was my dad got one of those free because that was the 50th anniversary of Kodak. And if you were 12 that year, which he was, you were allowed to, with a coupon, go to any drugstore, camera shop, and get a Kodak camera loaded with film. Then you actually sent the camera back to Kodak. They processed the film and reloaded the camera.
What a beautiful history you have in photography. And here we are in 2019, and your name's on this book, and it's going to last. And I hope people will look into getting these books and going to on the tour and listening to John talk about this adventure, because this is an adventure.
It's been a very, very fun and rewarding project.
It's a beautiful book, folks, and I'm excited that John could join me today. John Dersham with DeKalb County Tourism, DeKalb Tourism, Lookout Mountain, Alabama. This is a great book, colorful pictures. You'll love this. And if you know somebody that's from out of state, it'd be a great gift to consider giving somebody just so they have this beauty on the coffee table as they look at our state of Alabama.
It's called My Alabama, John Dersham Photographs a State.
Excellent. And they can go to where to order?
They can go anywhere online, New South Books, but it's on Amazon, it's on Barnes & Noble, Target, Walmart, and it will be in bookstores in the area.
Excellent. Thank you, John, for joining me.
Thank you, Mark. It's always a pleasure. Good to see you again.
Thank you, buddy. All right, folks, that was John Dersham with DeKalb Tourism, part of Lookout Mountain, Alabama. If you haven't gone over to Fort Payne lately, go give it a look. It's a beautiful place, beautiful part of our state, and glad that John was able to go and be a part of this bicentennial book. Always glad to have him. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the brand new Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberry.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberry. Let's go, Daddy.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberry.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberry. Let's go, Daddy.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309. Or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motor Homes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motor Homes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Wrapping it smoothly.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advanced Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Our new campus opens spring 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down.
Welcome to the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment on this Mother's Day 2019. I thought, what can I do for Mother's Day during this particular segment, and who could I get to talk? And my buddy Tim Sutton, he seems to come to mind a lot. So Tim Sutton, you've heard him on the radio before. He is joining me for this special Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment on mothers. I hope you enjoy this. Tim Sutton, welcome to the Mark White Show, my friend.
Thank you, Mark.
Perfect. We have sound. We're working. I'm so glad to get to have you on the show today, Tim.
Well, I'm not sure why you're having me, but I'm happy to be here as well.
Don't say that. That means I have to do all the talking.
I can talk a little myself.
I know you can, Tim. We've had quite a few conversations, and this one in particular is special to both of us because we both lost our mothers, and it's something that you just have to go through. It's a challenge. It's a void. But what do we do? What are the steps that we take in the grief process so that we can take what they taught us and live our lives without them?
Well, it's unfortunate. I remember when my mother died suddenly that someone said, "You're now a part of a club that you really don't want to be a part of, but life does go on." And I'm so thankful to have had a mother who loved me and cared for me and taught me things that were important, and the importance of following God and His will. And as we are able to reflect on those things, it doesn't fill the void, but it helps us to be able to live life and understand that our life has purpose as well.
You had a special mom. You can talk about her now if you want to. I know that your father's still living, Brother Jerry.
Well, my mother was a stay-at-home mother. She was a homemaker. That's what she did all of her life. And I'm so very, very thankful that she chose to do that. It's something I believe that God wants, and we don't see as much of that today as we should. But we had the benefit of mother being at home all the time. And when there was an issue at home, she was there to help care for us. When things, you know, if I got sick at school, it wasn't, let's get somebody. Mother was there. We would go, or she would come and get us. And she taught us, again, right from wrong. She tried to teach us how to deal with other people and treat other people. And it's just invaluable. I mean, I don't know what it's like. And unfortunately, I know that so many people, especially many young people today, are growing up without mothers, teaching them as they need to be taught. And that's hard for me to relate. And I'm thankful that's the case. My mother was a good woman. She wasn't a perfect woman, but she was a woman who loved God and taught us to love God. And her aim in life was to please God and be with Him eternally. And that's the hope that we had when she died, and we believe will become reality one day.
As you know, I had seniors from Athens Bible School joining me yesterday. Had a young man from Prattville, Alabama, also joining me on the program. These young people are about to face the world, and I know that they've had some good people to support them in that effort. What do we say to young people coming out of school to get them to focus on the next step in life, which a lot of them will become parents, and to be the parents that they should be? I know there's a lot of distractions in this world that can sometimes put the kids on the after the second burner, if you will.
Right, the back burner.
Thank you.
That's right. Well, you know, hopefully, children have been fortunate enough to have been taught God's way, the right way. And what we have to remind ourselves continually is to remember what we've been taught. Sometimes we are thrown into circumstances that we're not familiar with, and we may have a tendency to forget. So we need to remember. I'm thinking about actually of Timothy in the New Testament, and the fact that when he was a young boy, his mother and his grandmother taught him to have faith. And Paul, as he writes to him, talks about him remembering the genuine faith that Timothy had. And again, he was taught from childhood. And so those of us who have been taught from childhood and we have faith, we understand that the scriptures are inspired of God, then we have a foundation on which to build. And those who don't, those of us who know, we need to be there to encourage and help and instruct and do all that we can so that we're not swept away by the world and its thinking in general. And that's a hard thing. So hopefully we've been taught. We need to remember what we've been taught. And if we haven't, I can tell you the best book to learn. As a matter of fact, a friend at church services this morning, he said, you know, you've heard that children don't come with any instruction manual, and he had a little picture of a baby. The baby was, his head was on a Bible, and he said, no, that's not right. Children do come with an instruction manual.
With that, we are out of time. Thank you, Tim Sutton, for joining me. Also, thank you, John Dersham, for joining me as well. I hope you'll tune in next week. You've been listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.